as the mind of God, and it is desert. God's mind is desert.
You made the statement in your purport that the moon is giving life to the vegetation on this planet.
Yes.
So how it can be a desert?
That I will discuss. Do not talk about moon. That means it is not pure. It is now clear. He has answered my question, why Monday first?
Sunday.
Yes, Sunday first. And Saturday last. For the world, in India also, Sunday, Monday first. And then Sunday first, Monday second. Ask your scientist friend, say, why this arrangement? Sunday first, Monday second, Saturday last. Today I calculated that it would take 7 months to reach the moon planet at the speed of 18,000 miles per hour. And they are going in 4 days. Just see how bluffy.
But they don't calculate the moon to be so far away.
We
did that calculation on the basis of 95 million miles, which is about 2 million miles from the distance we get from the Bhagavatam, combined with 93 million.
They say 93 miles. Sun is 93 miles away.
But we don't say that.
No. We say also.
What, 93 million?
Yes.
Oh.
4 billion is the... What is that?
Diameter of the universe.
Diameter of the universe. And sun is almost in the middle.
So what is that distance that's given in the Bhagavatam then? It says 100,000 yojanas.
No, 100,000, that is moon is far away from the sun. 1,600,000. Fire in the sea, Bharavagni. You know, there is sometimes fire in the sea.
No. In what way?
Fire.
Volcano, like that?
Volcano eruption. Is there any technical? Bharavagni.
Like when there's an eruption from below, when an island's formed, or just about volcanic.
It is called Bharavagni, fire in the water.
They just say it's an eruption from below the Earth's crust, comes up, and then all the gases underneath push the land up above the water.
And there is fire within the water. There is fire within the stomach. There is fire. That helps digestion. In the Ayurvedic Shastra, when one is not does not feel an appetite, it is called Agnimanda. Less temperature of the fire.
How can the fire within the stomach be increased?
You know everything?
No.
Okay.
He said that by taking cold milk, that dampens the fire. I thought that was what we said. That's what I was always told.
Certain foods are cooling to the stomach.
Appetite is increased on account of the fire. Fire clears defined secretion, blood. This is a big machine. It is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Jantra. How this Jantra is working, electricity, everything. Yeah.
A person who are trying to cut down appetite, they should eat cool foods. Persons who are trying to eat less and less for spiritual life, they should...
No, less. What about you want to eat? You're told you must eat. The machine is going on by the order of God. It is not under your... But you violate laws, then it is disturbed. More than the fire is disturbed. Oblation to the fire, Shaha, that is eaten by God through fire. Grains are offered, fruits are offered, and the fire shall be eaten. Is through the fire, so as we part and parcel of Krishna, we have got little fire, we eat through that. And you put tons of grains, tons of ghee, everything is consumed. Similarly, little fire is there, whatever you eat, that is taken.
Whatever's there in the universal form is found in a small quantity in the bodies that the living entities get.
It is a small universe. There is a word, jaha che brahmande, taha che yuhande. The arrangement, what is there, universally, the same arrangement, small scale.
So many completes coming from the hall.
Drop of water, the chemical composition is the same, be good. This is 7 miles deep, they say.
About 35,000 feet, I think. Miles.
Just under 7 miles. And to go against the current, that is sporting. That example is given by Tulsidas. Vajayat Gajaraj. A small fish, it will go against the current. And you put on an elephant, He cannot. He'll be watching. Why, if fish, a small fish can go against the current and the elephant is washed out? Because that fish is under the shelter of the ocean. The only elephant is foreigner. This example. The one who takes shelter of the Supreme, he can do anything. Others will be washed out. This example.
That's a good example.
Oh, yes. Vahajaya Gajaraj. Gajaraj means the king of any man. Will be washed out. But a small fish will go against the current.
Is that from the 8th canto?
No, it is. One Tulsidas.
Like it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, a big thing becomes easy. But if you don't have his mercy, then a small thing becomes difficult.
This universe was created 5 to 10 billion years ago. Do we agree with their proposition, or? They say that this universe was created 5 to 10 billion years ago.
No.
Do we agree with that proposition, or?
What was before? Junk?
Well, they basically...
And gas?
They basically have two theories. Either the...
Theories.
The Big Bang Theory.
Don't take theory. Nonsense. Theory is speculation, nonsense.
I was just reading last night in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Lord Brahma saw Krishna produce hundreds of millions of universes and Lord Brahmas and cowherd boys and cows and calves from his body, and then entered back into his body within a moment. So it's going to be a little difficult for these scientists to appreciate the actual creative potency.
Because he thinks Krishna is like him. That is difficult. Said is what are the semina of Krishna. So where you say? How they gonna so how was so much semina?
Well, there are some theories where they think that the universe was started from a big lake.
What from the lake?
Well, actually they say that that's not so important.
So your word is also not. That is not important. His word is important. You see the point? Whatever he'll say, that is important. Then anyone can say something that is very important.
Well, that is to say that to understand the universe may be difficult. So therefore, then they try to explain.
If you can stop, don't talk. Why you're talking like nonsense? If it's difficult, accept it, don't talk. Difficult things and talk nonsense.
Because they all have a yearning to want to know these things. They all have a yearning to want to know these things. That is the mystery of the universe.
But you know from the proper person, as you are very much eager to teach us, similarly you learn, you can teach. Why do you talk nonsense without learning? You are scientist, you want to teach me. But from which scientist you have learned? So anyone can say something nonsense and become a teacher. Not teacher, but cheater.
They have many persons that they accept as authorities.
Huh?
They have many persons that they accept as authorities.
There are many fools. maybe like you.
Yes, I admit, I'm big as fool. But they accept some people, just like Isaac Newton, they accept him as great authority.
Perhaps this is speculation, I'm not certain. But in the Bhagavad Gita, it describes that lust is also sometimes like a fire. And practically, one experiences that the heat in the body, the lusty desires, increases heat within the body. So is there any correlation between the fire within the body and the mode of passion?
Yes. Passion is not just like fire. If you fan it, it blazes more. Similarly, but passion, the fire is more powerful.
So the passion is like the fuel.
Lust is sometimes described as fire, kamagni. Fire burns, the lusty desire burns.
Tamagun have a relation with the body?
Body
temperature?
Tamagun is laziness. It is ass, neither fire.
Burn down.
Ignorance. Civilized man, they're walking, making some material arrangement lying. That is good passion. But the uncivilized is sleeping. He doesn't want to work. Just like this Hawaii was under the Hawaiian's control. They could not do anything. Ignorant. Lazy. Tamagun, darkness is no one, no vision, simply like animal, that's right. And Rajagun, there is activity to create material facilities. And Satagun, why I am working? What is the aim of my life? That is Satagun.
So it's better to be in the mode of passion than the mode of ignorance?
No. We have to come to the mode of goodness. That is one. Sometimes. Neither passion nor ignorance. But passion is better than ignorance. That is comparative. But the best quality in this material world is goodness. When knowledge is sufficient. And beyond that, Shuddha Sattva. Here, in this material world, even goodness is disturbed sometimes by passion and ignorance. But the platform where no more disturbance by all these three qualities, that is Shuddha Sattva, that is spiritual. Devotees are expected to remain on that platform, Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Then they will not be disturbed by these three qualities.
No
mode of ignorance and he wishes to come to the platform of the mode of goodness, does he have to pass through the mode of passion to get to the mode of goodness, or is, can you go directly from the mode of ignorance to the mode of goodness?
Oh, yes. You can instantly go to the platform of pure goodness.